RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A longtime Ohio State Raider is going to join us at 12:20. Tim Reynolds is going to give us the other side of the coin in that Ohio State-Miami matchup. He is with the Associated Press. I think both those. Is Tim in Miami?
Tim is in Miami.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Covering the world.
Yeah, based out of Miami. Okay.
Yeah.
And getting set for the Cotton Bowl with Ohio State and Miami, national playoff game. All right, let's go to the hotline, though, right now, continue our conversation about the Browns. She joins us every Tuesday at 11, and we always love talking to her. She's on the fan hotline. She is Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We are doing excellent.
Hello, Mary Kay.
What do you think Monday is going to be like around here?
Well, it's going to be interesting because at this point, we really don't have a great handle on exactly where the Browns are going with this head coaching decision with Kevin Stefanski. And I do think that there probably will be some evaluations, some decisions to be made. And at this point, I don't know which way they're leaning. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be right now.
Mary Kay, what did you make of Kevin's answer yesterday to the question about whether or not he wishes to continue to be the coach here beyond this season? I think he used the phrase he was privileged to have this job. What was your take on that?
I really did not know what to make of it. There's not a whole lot that he can say, right?
Yeah.
It was almost like a little cryptic. There's not a whole lot that he can say right now if he is asking his players to be focusing only on the final game,
right,
and focusing on winning. He always comes back to that, even with Miles and the record. It's always about we're trying to win the next football game. So he really couldn't say much more than that. So I definitely don't fault him for that. But it had a little almost goodbye feel to it. I don't know. Right? I mean, but I could be reading the tea leaves incorrectly. I really don't know.
I know.
I'm on record, right?
Yeah, it's one of those quotes, Mary Kay, sorry to interrupt. It's one of those quotes where you take out the scalpel and you dissect it and you're like, is there really something there? And then you step away and say, he really didn't say too much.
No, he did not say too much. And that's probably the best way to leave it right now. Now, I'm on record as saying that I do think that he deserves a chance to coach a football team that has something other than a rookie quarterback, a third round pick and a fifth round pick trying to learn the game. If you are in retooling mode and really trying to restock this roster, I think it's somewhat unfair to saddle Kevin Stefanski with two young quarterbacks who are really not 100% ready to play yet. And it's not even like they were a top five pick in the draft. I mean, that's different. But these guys were a third round pick and a fifth round pick, and then throw him out there with these two young quarterbacks, and if it doesn't work out, say, oh, well, too bad, you're gone. So I do think that he deserves a chance to coach this football team with a quarterback who is something other than a rookie trying to learn the game. And there have been so many other quarterback issues for him. I would like to see what he can do when he's got a good quarterback situation. The other thing that I believe is if you keep him as head coach, you already have an amazing defensive coordinator in place in Jim Schwartz. And I think Tommy Rees is really showing some very, very good things at offensive coordinator. And I think Kevin is a good CEO coach, a good overseer, a good voice for the team, a good spokesperson, a good manager of people and all of those kinds of things. You see how hard the players worked for him on Sunday. I mean, you don't get that if guys don't want to be playing for their head coach. You just don't get that. Mm-hmm. So I think there are plenty of reasons for him to stick around. But having said that, I sort of feel like there's almost a vibe of, you know, a change is in the air. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it almost feels like there's something brewing. I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Do you think, and this was kind of when I walked out of the press conferences after the game the other day, it was more of this, has Shedeur Sanders become a better quarterback than when he first stepped on the field? And I to me, the answer was yes. But in listening to what he was saying, there's knowledge being transferred from the coaching staff to him. Even if you just listen to what he says, you can tell that he's taking in the coaching that he's getting. What does that say for Kevin Stefanski and his relationship with Shedeur Sanders?
I think it says a lot. I think for those guys to get Shedeur to go out and play as well as he has played in certain situations without having any snaps until 6 weeks ago with the first team offense, I think it's remarkable. I think they've done a tremendous job with him, and I think he's done a tremendous job of taking that coaching. And you don't get to that point without some really, really good things going on behind the scenes. So I think that, you know, that should and will be factored into the decision, the development of Shedeur Sanders. And if it looks like you're moving forward with him and you like the way things have gone over the last 6 weeks, then, you know, I think that becomes part of the decision on whether or not to maintain continuity.
It wasn't so long ago, Mary Kay, that we saw an offensive coordinator promoted from within and become the head coach of the Browns. You mentioned Tommy Rees before, and he's obviously a hot coaching commodity in the NFL right now. Could you see a situation where he becomes the head coach of this team?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Again, as you mentioned, things like that have happened before, and he is viewed very, very favorably in coaching circles, both in the NFL and in the college ranks. And so I guess there is a world in which if you don't want to let him out of the building, that maybe you would consider that. But I'm not sure if they think he has enough experience as even a coordinator to go out there and be head coach of this football team. I don't think age should be a factor, because we've seen Sean McVay go do it and some other coaches go do a really nice job, even though they were very young. So I don't think that's it. I think they would just have to decide if they think that he's been in that OC chair long enough and a play caller long enough to take on the whole avalanche of head coaching responsibilities.
So this has been a different year from a media standpoint, Mary Kay, in that we did not hear from Andrew Berry during the bye week, right, which was a change. And a tried and true tradition we've had here with the Browns is that Jimmy Haslam would hold court following the season finale, typically in Pittsburgh, standing against one of those brick walls inside Heinz Field. Do you think that we will hear from the Haslams on Sunday, win, lose, or draw?
I don't think so. I really don't see that happening. I think that they will probably get home from this Cincinnati game and then huddle up and finalize their decision or make their decision or decide how to announce their decision on Monday. And things like that have a tendency sometimes to leak out one way or the other.
Right.
And so we'll all have to be on high alert on Sunday night to see if anything's coming out.
When are you not on high alert, right? So let me ask you this. You said that you feel like there's something in the air. What gives you that indication?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just the fact that we haven't heard otherwise. That it might just be as simple as that.
Right.
And you know, so I don't know. I really honestly don't know. And the other reason why I feel that way is because when you do have two seasons like this back-to-back, and Jimmy had said that, you know, another 3-14 season wasn't going to cut it. Well, now it's 4-12, so so that's good. But, you know, you just start to wonder. You just start to wonder. And then there have been a few national reports that circulate around a little bit. And, you know, some of these guys are pretty well connected. And so you just have to kind of keep your ear to the ground and see what you can come up with. So I have no idea one way or the other, but I know what I would do.
How about Andrew Berry?
I've been saying for a long time that Andrew Berry is safe. I would be very, very shocked if Andrew Berry is not the general manager of the Cleveland Browns next year. I've been writing that, saying that. When you have a rookie class like this and you have just put in the foundation of your home, or what I call the foundation of Super Bowl window two, and you've got your NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year getting ready to go out and receive that honor, and you've got Harold Fannin, you've got Quinshon Judkins, I just don't see how you fire the GM with a rookie class like this that shows so much promise for the next 10 years.
Yeah, Mary Kay, you mentioned Carson Schlesinger there. You know, watching the broadcast on Sunday, at one point they're showing him on the bike on the sideline dealing with that thigh injury. Then he kind of crawls out onto the field, goes down after one tackle and was like face down. I was like, oh my God, he's done. He gets up, he gets back in formation. Tony Romo's like, the Steelers need to run the ball right at him. And he gutted through the second half. I was stunned by it. Could you, in person and live, could you appreciate what 49 was going through that day?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And he has shown that and demonstrated that all season long. He played on a high ankle sprain. Kevin Stefanski right. says he has Wolverine blood. And he's just, again, the epitome of what you want in a football player. He's going to set the tone for that defense for many, many years to come. And fans are just going to be absolutely over the moon for this young man once they even get to know him more. And he's been just a joy to watch this season.
And to consider in April when he was taken, everybody was like, who? From where? What is this guy? And he's blossomed into a rising star in this league. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is incredible. I think you're going to be looking at multiple Pro Bowls, and who knows what after that. I mean, I'm seeing some amazing potential in him.
Is there any chance we'll see him standing next to JOK? Because we haven't talked about that in forever.
I don't know yet about that one. I really don't. I mean, that's one of those things that we will address and ask about after the season, and we would have, again, as you mentioned, we would have asked Andrew Berry about that if we had him at the bye week, but we'll have to wait until the wrap-up press conference.
And what about our beloved number 75, Joel Petonio? You think he's got one more in him?
I certainly hope so. I cannot imagine that Browns offensive line or that Browns locker room without Joel Petonio. You want to talk about the epitome of a Cleveland Brown? They should just make the poster now and just put it on billboards everywhere. He is absolutely everything that you want in a player, in a person, in a friend, in somebody who deals with the media. In just, there are not enough superlatives to describe what he has meant to this football team. And now we're hearing people starting to talk about him as a future Hall of Famer. And I certainly think that he deserves that kind of attention and consideration. And I can't wait someday to see him being debated in the room.
Mary Kay, as always, we appreciate it. This time next week could be a very, very interesting conversation. I look forward to it. Of course, I enjoy reading everything you have throughout the week, and then we'll see your final game recap against the Bengals coming up on Sunday. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, and Cleveland.com. Make sure you are reading her every day, and she was on the Fan Hotline. Andrew Berry. She feels like no problems.
He's safe.
He's back. Do you agree? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in. Isn't that unbelievable?
Time. Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it, right?
Flies. It's amazing. Speaking of time flying, and I'm going to come back to Mary Kay in a second, but the NFL, or the, I'm sorry, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Don't want to send you the wrong direction. They just announced within the last hour or so here, 2 hours, the 15 modern era players announced for finalists as Hall of Fame Class 2026. Do you have a vote in that or not?
I do not, no.
Okay, so we can talk about this.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like, you do a baseball vote? What do you vote to?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Huh? Ooh.
What do you mean?
You have baseball votes?
I voted for the Hall of Fame yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, my ballot is due by December 31st, so I put it... put it in the mail this morning.
Is there just one Cleveland voter, or is it, how does that
no,
work?
No, no, no. Anybody that has been in the Baseball Writers Association of America for 10 consecutive years is eligible to vote.
Ah.
So, yeah, there's a handful of us here. You know, Hoynsey, Sheldon, Chris Ossenheimer.
Shelly still votes?
Myself, Jim Ingram. And Zach Meisel, I believe, has got a ballot. So, yeah, there's a handful of us here.
Can we get Ossenheimer a vote? Chris, we need to get him a vote somewhere, just for zing purposes only. So, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, and I had a hard time again this year, and I've gone back and forth. And Dan and I were just talking about this briefly off the air. The PED guys have always been, it's been an issue, and I went back and forth on it, and I finally come to the realization that, you know what, it was a time where, you know, there's integrity of the game, but I'm not going to be Mr. Moral High Ground here. As far as baseball is concerned, when you consider all the people that are in the hall,
right?
Not to say that's right or wrong or indifferent. Anyway, I feel like Alex Rodriguez belongs in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. Manny Ramirez belongs in the Hall of Fame. If you want to put a disclaimer on their plaque and say, oh, by the way,
they played in the steroid era.
Yeah, or they were suspended for X amount of time, what have you. It's part of who they are, but you can't ignore greatness.
All right. So I was kind of go back and
give
think
me the
about,
list. Yeah.
So here's your list. Willie Anderson, I'm going to make you any music for this to make it a little bit more exciting than me just reading names.
He's a maybe.
I don't know.
For me.
Man, he's so good. Willie Anderson, tackle, 96 to 07 Bengals, and then the Ravens. Drew Brees, come on. In, out.
Book it.
I think so.
100%.
Jari Evans, guard, Saints. Got to think about it a little?
In between.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Book it.
Book it. Frank Gore.
Third leading rusher in NFL history.
Yes.
People don't realize that.
Yes.
Incredible player. Miami Hurricane.
Torrey Holt.
I'd lean yes.
Okay. Luke Kuechly.
I love this music, by the way. Luke Kuechly, not enough for me.
Eli Manning.
Two Super Bowl wins.
Good enough. Terrell Suggs.
Man eater.
Adam Vinatieri. Book it. You give it to him? Come on, he's a kicker.
Down the middle, right down the middle.
Yeah, you got to give it to him.
Another make.
Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's it.
Yeah.
Kevin Williams.
Probably yes, but I'd like to look at the resume a little closer.
Jason Witten.
A lot of catches for some bad Cowboys teams.
Mm-hmm. Darren Woodson.
Real good player.
And Marshall Yanda.
Another one of those guard, like, put him in the Joel Bitonio bucket, right? Another, like, a guard who... excelled at his position, was a perennial Pro Bowler. I think he's got one Super Bowl win, which probably helps his candidacy. So that'll be one of the ones that Mary Kay and Tony will debate in the room.
All right, let me just add this too. The selection committee may elect up to 5 modern era players for the class of 2026. Each must receive a minimum positive vote of 80% for election. 5 others, senior category finalists.
Right,
Kenny Anderson, Cincinnati quarterback.
Hall of very good.
Yeah.
Not quite there. Not quite there.
I always liked him. Roger Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the multi-purpose. Like he kind of invented that in many ways, right?
LC Greenwood.
Wow. That put all the the entire Steelers defense would be in then pretty much, right? Borderline.
Bill Belichick. How could that be a no? That's a yes, right? And Robert Kraft, too.
I guess.
Put him in together.
There you go.
Make them speak right after each other. Oh, man. I don't know if I'd watch that or I'd go back and watch The Roast. The Roast of Tom Brady. Maybe perhaps one of the funniest.
And what I've been hearing in the last 48 hours, Drake May is already in the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
too, apparently.
So did you not realize that?
Yeah.
Throw four touchdowns in a game plus whatever you need to do, and then you're automatically in.
Sure.
All right, so that's your list. Again, we are the closest thing to connection for us would be, what, Bill Belichick. That's it, right? And the guys that beat us left and right.
Or Terrell Suggs, who sacked one quarterback after another here, right? That'd be the only other connection. Yeah, I mean, listen, and it's really hard, especially when you're a voter, and I just dealt with this in baseball. When you start to really, split hairs on these guys, it's tough because they're all very good. And obviously, if you're a candidate, then you're worthy of at least a conversation. So congratulations to all these gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think who they put in and what game will we get. That's the way you got to look at it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point.
You would think Breeze is, right? Of all those guys on that list.
Yeah, he's the no doubter. I'm gonna give you a Saints Cardinals matchup. We're gonna go Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald being the.
Kevin Williams is there too.
Yeah.
Going back, let's just kind of. You're probably looking at that.
There you go,
Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah, I don't know how you. I'm just trying to help out the folks in Stark County. Speaking of helping out, Mary Kay Cabot talked to us. Something in the air.
Yeah, it's just
a gut feeling that maybe there's going to be a change.
You know, as a reporter, you got to lean on that every once in a while, especially when you're not getting any information. And
can't use analytics on that?
It's been EPA or whatever it is that we're falling back on now. Information has been hard to come by out there this year. I have not been out there nearly as much as I had in the past, but I'm out there a day or two every week. And yeah, the vibes have been interesting. I was told last week that, as I mentioned earlier, this coaching staff was kind of going about business as if there was going to be a 2026 for them. So that doesn't necessarily mean the head coach has to be part of that. But, I think the coordinators, what I was fascinated by is
Bubba's got to be on the hot seat. I mean, I don't think there's much. I've never spent this much time, picking apart special teams directly for losing games.
No, I know. There's been.
But I also say that special teams is kind of are the crumbs of what you have as a team. And now, you've got guys, and I say this about special teams because I think it's the hardest job, because you're taking players probably out of college that were probably the best on their team and never even sniffed special teams after their freshman year. And if they were good their freshman year, they probably weren't playing special teams anyway. So now you've got these guys that are now at the NFL level that have always been the best players on their team, and now you're asking them to play special teams.
And it's a young team to begin with, right? So even more so, right? Yeah. We're out there and we watch practice. I think Bubba's a good coach. I think Bubba knows what he's doing out there. I think they've just had some bad moments, right? I mean, there's times where, somebody's going to miss a block, somebody's going to get held, and all of a sudden somebody's going to find a seam and return a kick a long way. Unfortunately for the Browns, because there's been such a fine, line margin for error game in and game out, that those things become magnified, right? So the 50-yard kickoff return turns into something huge. Now, the Jets game was an absolute disaster where you give up back-to-back returns. I mean, how many times have we ever seen that in our lifetimes, right? So
we have weird games against the Jets.
Oh, my God.
Just weird.
Dating back to like the 70s.
Just weird.
Every get together with them, leads to something.
Maybe it's our payback comical for Monday Night Football for being
is
the
that
first
what it
Monday
is? That
yeah.
was the,
Homer
that was
Jones.
The, Homer Jones. Jones return. That's exactly right. So, I think Bubba would be on the hot seat if there is anybody there for sure that would be potentially in trouble. But again, we don't know because we haven't really been told by them during this year how the Haslams felt about this year really going in. What was their line of demarcation in terms of expectation? Where did they think this team was really capable of? I mean, they knew what kind of roster that Kevin and company were dealing with, and so are they going to then, give them a pass, if you will?
Deep thought question here, just sidebar. Why can I remember Homer Jones's name, but I can't remember Family Friends? Like, last night we were talking about some friends, and I was like, oh my God, I've been friends with this person for 10 years, and now suddenly I cannot remember their name, but yet I can sit here, and we can be in the middle of a conversation, and Homer Jones is right there. He's like, boom, okay, Homer Jones, Monday Night Football. Like,
it happens.
Why is that?
It's just age. It's a little bit of everything, right? I know. Word association. There's all kinds of factors there.
You'd be my counselor. I might need some help on this one. So, All right. So,
gentlemen, I got a little bit of news if you want it. And it's a little on the uglier side to forewarn anybody out there. So, New England Patriots star, according to Boston 25 News, New England Patriots star receiver Stephon Diggs is facing felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd. Court documents are showing, according to Boston 25 News. So, yeah, Stephon Diggs is might not be seeing many of those playoff games, and hopefully everyone's all right.
This is from court documents as well. I'm seeing this report now, too, Dan. Yeah, they're waiting for a judge to rule on a request. Boy, oh, boy. Scheduled to be arraigned just 2 days before the potential AFC championship game. Developing story, to say the least.
Man, you know, I always wonder how these stories play in a locker room. They either... they're hard stories in the locker room, right?
They're hard stories in general.
It's just weird. Like, wide receiver Stephon Diggs facing strangulation and assault charges.
Yeah, and obviously he's been a huge part of their incredible turnaround this year, led by Drake May and guided by Mike Vrabel. So, we'll see where this goes. But not one of the good NFL stories that you want to see.
Boston 25 News was the first to report this. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
And so in more news update, because there's no good left turn to take out of this one.
No.
Injury update from the Denver Nuggets on Nikola Jokic. He has a left knee hyperextension, will be reevaluated in 4 weeks, but no ligament damage as of now, according to the Denver Nuggets.
So that's a good thing. We had heard this morning, I was talking to Tim Reynolds, who we'll have on a little bit later to talk about the Hurricanes. He covers the NBA for the AP. He had been hearing the same, that there was no ligament damage, but they were saying bone bruise at the time. So a hyperextension, while bad, and you know, let's remember too, this is a 7 foot, 280 pound best player on the planet. You know, the Nuggets will obviously take their time with him and assess him and do all the right things by him. But you'd have to say good news on a whole for him and the league.
Speaking of the NBA, let's talk about the Cavaliers when we come back here. We'll talk about that big game last night. Things looking like they might be heading in the right direction, and maybe just some of this noise that's going around about the Cavaliers. Is it good, bad, true, not true, just noise?
Noisy.
What is it?
It's noisy.
It is. 216-474-0092. Again, coming up at noon, Darryl Ryder. And then Bill Rabinowitz at 12:20 and Tim Reynolds at 1 o'clock as we talk Ohio State, Miami a little bit later in the show. Darryl Ryder is going to join us at high noon. Bill Rabinowitz coming up at 12:20. Tim Reynolds at 1. How about those Cavaliers?
About them. Hey, before we get into them, can Tom Withers correct the record here for a second?
It's time for Tom Withers to correct. Go ahead.
One of my followers, Craig, thank you for pointing this out. I had read the football reference columns incorrectly. Marty Schottenheimer only coached 71 games for the Cleveland Browns.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Are they 44?
I think today is the anniversary of his firing?
Wow.
I saw something on Instagram today.
And was it really?
The headline was like, Schottenheimer parts ways.
So 44-27 in five glorious years with the Browns, including a 2-4 record in the postseason. And we can all remember those for various reasons. But thanks for pointing that out, Craig. My bad.
We got that fixed.
See, now don't you feel better?
I do.
I'm trying to find the exact date. It was either today or within the last 24 or 48 hours. And it was the newspaper heading. It was just saying that they had parted ways. And I was like, wow, that seems, it's an anniversary day for that. It would make sense, right?
Parting ways.
Yeah, I was bummed when he left. I mean, and then again, I was bummed when they went away from Sam when I was a kid. So
yeah, of course.
What are you going to do? Hey, how about the Cavaliers?
How about them?
Yes, let's talk about something good here for a second.
How about them?
Cavaliers 113-101 win over the Spurs last night. 37 in the fourth quarter. Tell me about this game, my friend.
So they played the kind of game that you saw the Cavs play last year, which was, you know, sharing the ball. Obviously, it was a night where Donovan Mitchell was not on, but others picked up the slack, most prominently Jared Allen, who clearly got the message from above to kind of step it up a little bit. But I think bigger than that was the way that the guards were kind of feeding the posts. You know, both Mitchell and Garland were driving the lane and looking for their bigs. And, you know, obviously Wembanyama is a force inside, but he's not, you know, he's not the bruiser that's going to turn you away at the rim, right? It's a little bit more finesse. So, you know, the Cavs attacked the basket, and it was great to see. You know, they didn't lean on the three ball like they've done way too much this year. Mm. And it was great to see. And there was an interesting lineup change in that Lonzo Ball was available and did not see the floor. And, you know, he's had a strange kind of beginning here in Cleveland. And I've been waiting to see whether or not he was going to have a, you know, what his role would be. And I think with Sam Merrill now back and healthy, and he took a couple of shots last night, he got hit in the mouth at one point, and took a couple other pretty hard falls. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where and if Lonzo fits in here going forward. I think defensively, he gives you something. He gives you some length as a guard that allows you to get Garland off the floor in some interesting situations. But I thought offensively there was a little more flow, and I thought it began with, again, them trying to get the bigs involved and the bigs stepping up.
You know, you look at the starting five they used last night, Wade, Allen, Mobley, Mitchell, and Garland, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just like, I feel comfortable with that. I don't know that – I mean, Kenny – Let's clear the air on this. What do you think all this talk about Kenny maybe not being the man for the job right now? This thing has percolated for about 2 weeks right now, and I'm sitting here going, they've got all kinds of injury problems. I don't like the way they're playing at the end of the game, but that's clearly correctable.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy was coach a year last year. No one had a problem with him. This isn't exactly the David Blatt conversation. Like Blatt and LeBron
totally
were not on the same page. Let's just be honest. Yeah. LeBron was running the team, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, this is a much different situation.
Yeah, and I think it's nonsense. I think the fact that, to your point with LeBron, I mean, Donovan and Kenny are about as aligned as you can have a superstar and coach be in this league, right?
Right.
And I think they've got a very healthy relationship and a friendship and what have you. And I like the way that, you know, Donovan has been so demonstrative at times this year on the sideline. I mean, you've seen him take over during some timeouts, which is very LeBron-esque too, by the way.
Sure,
right?
But if you have a good relationship with the coach and it's working, then why would you walk away from it?
The best teams are player-led teams, right? We've heard that for forever. And so that's been good to see. I've also been encouraged. I want to kind of put that to bed. I think that talk about Kenny Atkinson's job being on the line was nonsense. I really do. Especially to your point, Andy, in that they've been dealing with injuries since day one. I think they've only had like their starting group together for they said it last night on the Peacock broadcast. It's been like 60 total minutes all year with the original starting five that they wanted.
But here's my other point, because I'm also one of those people that believes the NBA season is way too long. And I'll be honest, last year caught my eye before Christmas because they were doing so well.
Yeah.
It was hard not to pay attention,
of course,
and not to want to get totally involved with that. But I think our years with LeBron taught us something, and last year should have taught you something too, that just because you're having success early on in the year doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to play out at the end of the year. I still think they need to get, and as we saw in the Knicks game on Christmas, they need to get tougher at the end of the game. I need to see something a little bit different when they get towards the playoffs. And guess what? Things start ramping up now. They do. And the question is, are you going to hit the panic button at the trade deadline? Which I don't know that they can even do because of the second apron.
No, there's all kinds of limitations on them. Yeah, and you make a great point too, Andy. It's like, you know, just everybody just take a deep breath here. Like, we're not even to January 1st. And, you know, we've been talking to these players about all these issues, and they've been building and they've been manifesting. And we saw a really poor performance in Houston on the weekend, which was borderline unacceptable.
Oh, and Kenny was not happy.
And what did Kenny come out and say, right? He said, I thought the game was over in the first quarter. I'm not one to usually say this. And he basically called his guys out, you know, with the exception of Jalen Tyson, who, by the way, continues to impress me. I think I've seen growth in this kid. We talked about Shador. Yeah. I almost make an equivalent here. This kid is getting better. It seems like every time he goes out there. They had a great play last night where Donovan gave him basically a no-look alley-oop pass from midcourt for a dunk, which was fantastic. And I tell you what, the other thing that has been impressive, especially in a game like last night, Mitchell was off the floor for long segments where the Cavs were making, you know, they were making hay. They were doing their thing without him out there, and that's very important. I like seeing Craig Porter Jr. out there more. It seems like the kid makes a play as soon as he takes the floor. So I thought it was encouraging overall. I like the fact that, you know, Evan Mobley wasn't forcing things, but he got points when they needed them. You know, he was aggressive when he needed to be. And it was a nice kind of turnaround after a really bad game in Houston.
All right, so can we feel like the season starts now? Is that fair? I know they're 18 and 16 right now, and you know, I think I'll breathe easier when I look at the standings and they're not in the play-in thing. I hate the play-in.
Well, some people will tell you the season starts in April, which is, you know, that you could make that argument as well, because
you could, but you got to make it. You still got to make it.
No, I know that, and the playoffs become a very different sport. So yeah, I to your point, Andy, the season is entirely too long. I almost wish that it would be structured where it was like, you know, two half seasons, and then you take the winners of
minor league baseball.
Well, yeah, almost. Yeah. I mean, it's almost to that point, because it does
first
get too
half
long.
Champion.
And then, you know, the injuries continue to mount, right? I mean, and we're going to see that again. I guarantee you, once we get to the postseason, you know, guys are going to start breaking down. And when you see a guy like Jokic, and it happens, and it's a violent sport and contact sport and all that stuff, injuries are going to pop up. The Cavs have dealt with as many injuries as any team in the league to this point in the first half. So, again, I'll reemphasize, I thought it was important to see Garland play the way that he did. I thought it was important for the team to play, you know, well as a unit on the night that Donovan Mitchell is not having his best game. And Jared Allen stepped up. And I know people say, oh, he's not tough enough, whatever. Okay, if you're going to take Jared Allen away from here, how do you fill it in, right? Then what do you become? I still tend to believe in this core four. Is it a championship team? Not yet. Can it get there? Yeah, maybe.
The stat that I thought was important last night was Mobley and it was Allen last night. Who Jared had 10. That's right.
27 and 10.
Yeah, and he had 10, but he had 8 defensive rebounds. Like, yeah. How many times do you watch this team, especially late in the game, where they just jack up a 3 and there's no rebound? And there's no even, like, you don't even have anybody in the ballpark to get a rebound. That's hard. That's when I say it's hard to watch this team. That's when it's hard. Because you, not only are you not, I just think it's unbelievably selfish. Sometimes we just come down there and you may have room to shoot the 3, but you may not. And then you take it and you still take it, and there's really no one underneath to try to get a rebound. Like, I just, that to me is not enjoyable basketball.
No, you're right.
And it's not team basketball. And I think that's what I like. What I like, this team can move the ball better. You know, it can be one of the best teams in the last decade at moving the ball. We saw that last year.
Yeah.
Man, it's just, it's ballet or it's poetry. Yes. It's so much fun. And then, they're going to come down and throw up a three. No one there to get a rebound. It was a three-point game. Now we're down 12.
Well, and I think that message is finally resonating with the players, right? Because I know Kenny and his staff have struggled with that this year. They were not happy the fact that they were shooting 44 threes a game. I think they're still averaging in the high 30s. I think they're one of the top two or three teams in the league in terms of attempts. In terms of makes, though, they've been 15 to 20 or worse. So, probably interesting to watch here going ahead, as I mentioned, taking DeAndre Hunter out of the starting lineup, I thought was a good move and a necessary move. I think now maybe sitting Lonzo Ball for some periods, as long as Sam Merrill is healthy, obviously that's a huge part of that equation. So yeah, they're figuring it out. Again, I think this is a step in the right direction. Got a couple of tough games coming up, again this week. They got the Pistons here at home on Sunday, which I think will be an interesting matchup. Anytime JB is back in the building with, by the way, one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference this year so far. Which
does that
has been
aggravate
surprising.
The front office?
Well, no, that, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think
ownership.
Maybe to a degree.
And it's still Detroit.
Yeah,
I think there's
I think there's a good healthy rivalry there. I think it's going to be fun to see the way these two teams go at each other. I'm a big Cade Cunningham fan. I wasn't so much when he was coming out of college because I didn't think it was necessarily going to equate to being a good pro. He's a great pro. I mean, you could argue he's probably one of the top 10 players in the league at this point. So I don't think it gets under management's skin. I think, Andy, you and I know Dan as well as anybody. He's got patience to a point, but I think he also understands, much like we've talked about with the Browns, I think he understands what his coach and that staff has been dealing with to this point this year.
I think the thing that I've noticed, over the last week, even with one bad game, and there is that they seem to be getting the gook out of the engine, the engine's starting to
pull gum out.
Gum out. That's exactly what they are. And so, as you start to watch the rest of the season, are we really going to care that they lost the game in November or December if they're playing great late down the road? No, we're not going to care. It's baseball and basketball.
If you bet on them and lost, then you probably have a different opinion, right?
No one has patience.
I
watched Indiana last year, and I was like, Yeah, I guess the regular season didn't mean anything, did it?
What bothers me as much as anything, Andy, and I'm sorry to, it's just when people, their immediate reaction is fire the coach.
Oh, it's the easiest thing ever.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So, and obviously, the loud voices are always heard, right? And that doesn't mean you necessarily have to listen to them.
Good point.
Thank
and
you.
If you're talking,
thank
you're
you.
Not listening.
Be
but
a good listener.
Grader, yes. Wait, what'd you say?
Be a good listener.
Huh?
What?
Daryl Ryder's coming up next. And we'll have,
dangerous, Daryl.
And then we'll have Bill Rabinowitz. So we got a ton of stuff, especially if you like Ohio State, man. We are going to get into it here a little bit later in the show. It's Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.